You'd think there would have been a crowd. There was a crowd when they crucified Jesus. Why wasn't there a crowd when he rose from the dead? They went and told people that they had seen the Lord. But you see, the truth is, in our world, holy doesn't attract a crowd. Violence attracts a crowd. If you're going to have a gathering and do a bunch of criticizing and point out a target and tell everybody that if they don't do something about this person, terrible things are going to happen, like they did with Jesus, and then insult him and accuse him and persecute him. The most innocent man who ever lived in the world, who didn't do one thing wrong, they can find fault with him. That's you and I. We find fault with everybody. We find fault with ourselves. We think we're really good at it. But today we celebrate a feast that invites us a different direction. It invites us to rise to new life. Would you like to participate in the resurrection? You could. You could rise from death and violence to new life. It seems like people would choose that. But there is no crowd because they don't choose it. So Jesus goes about the same work after the resurrection as he did before the resurrection. Not having rallies, not accusing everybody who hurt and denied and hurt him and betrayed him, not pointing the finger, but encountering peace people one at a time. He encounters Peter, who denied him 3 times. And he doesn't point the finger at Peter and say how terrible he is. He says, peace. You see, Jesus understands that new life always means forgiveness and love. Always. Not this tack we take that says, I can point out to you how bad you are, how much to blame you are for what you've done, how it's really your fault, how I'm just being helpful. That's just a lie. The reality is, my brothers and sisters, we participate in a world of violence or we participate in a world of new life. We say in the creed, I believe in the resurrection and the life of the world to come. Well, if you believe in it, do it. Would that be possible? Could you decide to live a nonviolent life? Now, don't get off into the peace movement. I mean a nonviolent life personally, where you don't offer criticism daily, where you don't exaggerate, where you don't build fear into people, where you don't blackmail people. You see, when we see it on a large level internationally, we say, oh, isn't that terrible? But we create the breeding ground. We create the environment that makes it acceptable. And we tell ourselves we're doing something good. And it's just not true. Today we come together to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, that he overcame death, the physical dying. That's the only power people can threaten you with. I'll get you. You'll be sorry. You'll pay for this. They threaten us physically. The bullies do. The strong-voiced criticism does. And we think, oh, it's just me being powerful. Christ didn't respond to that at all. When he was in the garden and Peter drew his sword and cut off one of the guard's ears, ready to fight, I'll lay down my life for you. Jesus says, you won't. You'll deny me 3 times. See, he sees through our facade, our pretense. The pretense that I'm not mean. I don't hurt people. Don't take a poll of people around you. Don't take a poll where they can quietly and anonymously ask and answer whether or not you've been unkind to them. And all of us do it, so no one's ahead of anybody else. The question is, can we choose something different? Will we choose something different? It's not hard to find things in this world that upset us, to rant and rave, to riot against it, to have a rally that turns into a riot. It goes on every day. But we've come here because we say that we believe in something bigger. Not the magic of someone who came back to life. The magic of someone who lived a life where they never died. Their physical body did, but their spirit stayed alive and was resurrected. You and I have this great gift that is offered to us. We can be part of the resurrection. We can choose today, in our interactions with one another, to be kind and forgiving and loving. Or we can hold a grudge and be mad and gather more memories and feel sorry for ourselves and participate in the violence that leads to death. The choice is ours. And we make it every day of our lives. We choose. Problem is, our culture and our society tells us that acting violently is brave. It's not. You think Jesus wasn't courageous when he didn't return evil for evil? He was. It takes more courage to do that. And he told us he was going to do that. If someone harms you, don't harm them back. Do good to those who harm you. Over and over he tells us, here's where life is. And you can have life. You can choose life. Maybe we make gradual changes, but we can consciously choose to become a different person, a person who participates in the resurrection with Jesus. During the renewal of our baptismal vows, you will be asked, do you reject Satan? That means that world of violence and criticism and judgment that you think shows how smart you are and just shows how weak you are. You'll be asked, are you ready to turn away from evil? And you can consciously decide, I am. I will follow Christ. And if it means I will suffer because people insult me, I will accept that. What a gift. That's where our happiness lies. That's where our faith has lived.